Hello, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Channing. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Alrighty, let me go ahead and start by getting the spelling of your first name.
It's I-S-A, B as in boy, E-L.
Thank you so much. And can I also get the spelling of your last name?
It's R-I-C-A-R-D-E-Z as in zebra.
Thank you so much. And can I also get a callback number just in case we get disconnected?
Right. It's area code 626-290-7621.
Thank you so much. I have 626-290-7621. Is that correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. That will also be the phone number that the driver calls when he is en route to service you for whatever service you are calling in for today. Now, I do have a question. Would you like to receive a mobile text update also with that driver's name, number, and ETA just for reference if you need him or
yes.
Need to contact him? Okay.
Yes, sure.
Alrighty, great. And messages at our rates may apply. And before we continue, let me go ahead and search up your insurance account here to locate your coverage. Can I please have your full policy number associated with your account?
Yes, 04-01-07-150-293270.
Thank you so much. And can I also get the last six digits of the vehicle's VIN number?
Yes, it's 240486.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Let me go ahead and search my system. And I do have an account here with that first and last name and also with that full policy number that you gave me. Now, before we continue, what is the year, make, and model on the car that you are requesting service for today?
It's a 2017 Nissan Sentra, four-door.
All right. Thank you so much. And what is also the color of that vehicle?
It's silver.
Silver. Thank you. And what type of service are you calling and requesting for today so I can contact the appropriate provider?
Yes, I left my keys in the car. I'm in the parking lot of the movie theater, which is United Artists in Roseville.
Okay, give me one moment here. I just made my notes here related to your service request for today, and I'm looking. You are covered for this, and I just have a couple of questions. Does that vehicle have powered locks? Meaning when you're inside, can you hit one button and it unlocks all of the doors and vice versa to lock
yes.
all of the doors? Alrighty.
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much. And the keys are not in your trunk, right? They're either in the front or the back seat?
They're in the front seat. I was sitting on it and I closed the door and I turned around and I saw them there. I just left them
okay.
in the seat.
Alrighty. And what was the name of that movie theater?
Outside says United Artists, but I don't know the address on it. I know it's, I can go to the theater in front to see if it shows any address on it. I was just waiting for your phone.
No, that's fine. Let me see if I can locate it. I think it's, let me type in... movie theater, and then I used your zip code with the home address that we have, and then you're in Roseville, California, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so I see a, let me make sure all of these are in Roseville. Okay, yeah, I see Ampersand. Let me see. Ampersand Cinema.
I'm in a shopping center. I'm in a shopping center that is the Chicago Fire Pizza place.
I don't understand. I'm not familiar with that area, unfortunately. So is it okay that you can go inside and ask someone what is the address of that movie theater?
Yes, I will. I'm walking towards there. It's just kind of, I walk slow. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Really
take your time. I understand. Take your time, ma'am.
I don't want
you to feel any type of discomfort.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was trying to get away from the heat. So I said I'm probably going to spend the time watching a movie.
Right.
I don't care what I do. It says United 1RTIS.
United, let me type that in.
I'm going to go to the box office. Oh, it says Regal. It says Regal.
Okay, it's Regal UA Olympus.
It says Regal only, R-E-G-A-L. It doesn't show the address. Let me see if it shows here.
Is it already? And I do have the address here that pulled up for me.
It says Regal UA Olympic 1285. It says, no, sorry, it says 520 North Sunrise Avenue,
yep.
Roseville, California, 9566.
Alrighty, thank you. I was able to find you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Give me one moment.
I'm right behind the handicap parking, like the third line down and south from the handicap area.
Are you in one of the handicap spots?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'll put you down for three spots down from the handicap, correct?
Three lines, like,
three
you know,
lines.
The handicap, you have like one, then there's another one in front of them, then the ones behind them, and then it'll be one, two, the third line at the end of the parking lot, almost.
Alrighty, I do have you located here. Let me go ahead and call my first driver here to request your service for today. And once I do have your driver confirmed for your service, you will receive that text message, like how I said, with his name, how long he will be, which is estimated time of arrival, and also his number so you can contact him with any other questions.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Do I owe him anything at the end?
No, ma'am, you do not owe him anything. You are fully covered for this lockout service, and he will be giving you a call to that number you provided me with once he's on his way. So
okay,
just stay near your phone and
mm-hmm,
you're welcome, and stay somewhere like cool. Is there a place where you can sit down inside the movie theater?
I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to tell them, yes.
Alrighty. Thank you so much, ma'am, for calling in, and call us back with any questions you may have.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of your day and look out for that text message.
Thank you. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. God bless you as well.
Bye-bye.